What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's another after show for AfterBuzz TV. X on the Beach is the name of the show we're covering. We got two guests that's going to be joining us later, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We got two eliminations that happened this episode, and we got two girls that were fighting over one guy. It's crazy. It's X on the Beach, but we're going to talk about it now. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm a superstar chick you've been looking for. I stay getting money, don't be super hoe. Throw hands in the air cause I got the dough. No fakes in my lane, don't give a fuck. I'm a top notch bitch. Getting money in the six. Not your ordinary chick. Cause I look like money.
Yo!
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Those guys.
Okay. I knew we had a guest on, but I didn't know we had a musical guest on,
right,
too. Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yo, shout out to Sensei.
Yes.
With the single.
Video, though.
Holding it down. Where can they find that at?
A couple of places, actually. Look Like Money, the video right now is on our YouTube. It's link in my bio, at Sensei Don't Play. But also, if you guys have the Now 65 compilations, you can get it at Target, Best Buy, anywhere. You know, you can find me up in there.
Yes.
That's our own Sensei.
Okay, distribution.
That's our own Sensei, y'all.
You feel me?
Yeah. And it's your boy, Lim Gonzalez here. You know what it is. You already heard her song. I really don't have to say anything more, you know, but, you know, she's here. We didn't miss her last week.
I know. It's my birthday, y'all.
Yeah, she was doing her thug dizzle. Doing her thug dizzle, but I get it. Mm-hmm. It's all good. But, you know, next to her, who is always here.
Because I'm very, very loyal. Not to say that you're not, but I'm just, you know, over
more
the
more so than these.
So you're the loyal
on the show. Exactly. Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody else we missed last week, but is back with us. My boy Nino Lanera.
What's good, y'all? I am in the live chat. We are sorry we are late. I know y'all been waiting because I've been seeing you guys up in this chat since like 8 p.m.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Gosh. Yeah.
So shout out to shout out to you guys. I am on the live chat. Talk with me. Let me know your feelings and what you think about this episode because a lot went on. A lot of like drama, maybe unnecessary drama. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of tears.
We'll talk about it.
I like that.
We are going to talk about it. And yes, as Nino said, we want to thank you for being patient with us because whenever we have Skype guests, you know, we got to make sure that they're on and pop in. So again, we do have two guests that will be joining us for sure a little bit later. But right now we're going to talk about the episode. Speaking of the episode, what do y'all think? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
A lot of crying.
There we go.
Let's be real.
Yeah. A lot of boo-hooing.
Yes.
And a lot of pointing fingers and a lot of like switch-ups here.
I just remember tears. Chris's tears.
Chris, by far, needs like an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, something.
Chris is a sensitive
dude.
Maybe
counseling.
Because Sarai's kind of sensitive as well, too. I mean, like, we're not there. Their hearts are getting played with here and there. Things are happening. Maybe I'm just not that sensitive. I don't know.
I mean, I'm a sensitive dude. I mean, I write poetry.
Like, I'm sensitive too, so I'm saying.
I mean, I'm saying, but shout out Poet the Saint. You know what it is.
Yeah,
but I can't see myself crying. Like, he was crying violently. Like, I can't imagine crying like that. And to me, if he's crying over an ex, first of all, he eliminated one ex that he kept calling the other exes by the name.
Can we talk about that?
I feel like he was just crying over that. And it wasn't anything else. He was just
feeling. Because he kept messing up.
He was like, I'm messed up. Let me cry. And she's going to want to hold me.
Honestly, I think that's what it was.
It was a fly. That's the thing you heard.
She wasn't trying to fly.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I definitely, it could have been the liquor, too.
It could have been.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I wish Emma would, call me a different name. Oh, my God. She was, like, running away. She's like, you're calling me Chelsea!
He said I was trying to say Shorty.
What? Shorty starts with an S, Chelsea starts with a C. Get your letters right.
I couldn't tell, after a while if he was, joking or if this was a real situation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think the very last Chelsea, when he said it with all the girls, I think he did it on purpose. Because then he tried to say, he was trying to say, oh, because you don't like me calling you that. Clearly. Okay.
But how does that, how is that going to get her, if you're trying to get her back or get her in your good graces, how's that going to work?
Well, he don't know.
Something happened because she was okay it with worked. It like a minute later. I mean, editing.
Well,
yeah. You know, got something wrong.
I don't think it was a 60 seconds, right. But yes.
It was a short amount of time.
It appears to be a short amount of time. Regardless, it was the same day.
Right.
And she was back in his arms, and she was, and the thing is, these are their exes. These are their exes, so they know what buttons to push,
right.
And they know what works in getting them to cower and to do what they would like them to do. So that part I could see. You know, again, it wasn't that short of time, but it was short enough that yeah. when she was back in his arms, and I'm just like, he's going to keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably why your ex is.
The crazy part was that wasn't even the highlight of the whole episode. There were right. so many things that went on. Like I said, some unnecessary, I think, and some definitely super eye-opening to some of these people.
What was unnecessary?
You know. You trying to put me out there, huh?
I did. This is your third time saying
No. So, like, okay, there were some times when people were mad at each other that they just shouldn't, you know what I mean? It was some situations where I think...
The Cameron situation?
The Cameron situation was really crazy to me because we didn't see them talking too much, right?
Right.
And this is great because we're going to have them on later on. And yes. I want to know, like, it just got mad real quick. And, it was between Victoria and Skylar, and they both didn't seem to, like, have connected right away. But then again, it is a competition, and they're trying to find some sort of something. And did Cameron cast a spell on them? I don't know. But it seemed like that right when he walked in. Like, dang.
I mean, Cameron just came out fresh out the water. So
quick. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Which, I mean, were any of you guys shocked? Like, I was shocked that he was Taylor's ex. I mean, I don't keep up with them, so I wouldn't really know. Yeah. But I was like, this is hella random.
I mean, yeah, we don't know. When they say exes, I think they use that term loosely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it means relationship per se. It could have means dated for a while.
Yeah, they use the term loosely because a lot of these people are loosely.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't say this time.
The shade. I'm gonna put my visor down because there's so much shade. You know what isn't loose though?
What?
You know?
What, Lem?
AfterBuzz TV.
That's right.
And our executive producer.
That's right.
That is amazing.
Shout out to Maria Menounos.
Let's go.
You guys wanna have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Yeah.
Maria's great at this, right? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you? You guys gotta connect with Maria Menounos. On SiriusXM, her podcast edition. It's hosted by her, and Conversations with Maria is what it's called. Features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. And I think we always say this, we could always definitely, you know, use that. From health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. And I'm the only child, so this is great.
Yeah.
So shout out to Maria. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Once again, for free, just like AfterBuzz is for free.
Hey.
Y'all know we like the free.
Yeah.
Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was sent by us. Let her know that we sent you guys there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out, y'all. And don't forget, you could rate us too. Download and comment us on iTunes. You could check us out on YouTube like right now. Let us know your thoughts. Like I said, we always like to interact with you guys, so let us know how we're doing. We want to make this show as best as we can for you guys.
Yes. We want to make it what Nino said times 1,000. Make sure you continue to comment. He's got people in the live chat. I want our engineer, Anthony, he's going to call our guests right now. While he's calling our guests, Nino, what's happening in the live chat?
Let's talk about the live chat.
Yeah,
let's
what are
see
they
what's
talking
going
about?
On. They're saying hello. Fires. Keep on talking. I'm gonna give you some.
Okay, give me some.
Let's look at some stuff here.
Actually, I think we have our guest in the building via Skype. I want to welcome, there ladies and gentlemen, none other than the dynamic duo of Angela and Victoria.
Hey.
Hi, ladies.
What's up, ladies?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. We gotta get right into it.
I brought it up.
Please.
Okay, Victoria, you gotta talk to me because I want to know how this whole Cameron situation happened between you and Skylar. Because, like we said, we didn't see too much of y'all talking to him right away. And once again, that could have been an editing situation. But did you feel? Did you feel some type of way because Skylar said what she said, or was this more about fighting for Cameron?
So. You hit the nail on the head when you said the whole editing thing, because so much is not shown, so much. So basically, you know, when the whole first day happened, you know, I hung out with Chase, and then Skylar showed up the next day. Skylar and I, like, literally talked, squashed everything right then and there. They make it seem like on the show, like, we were beefing the whole time. We were not. I literally told her, like, I was not even interested in going for Chase, and I was going to be respectful of their relationship. I said, listen, if you weren't here, I would totally be pursuing him. But, like, that's your ex. Like, that's your problem, not mine. So, like, I'm going to be respectful, and her and I were cool. And then, you know, the whole time I left them alone, I was bored. Like, I was not into anybody. And then finally, when Cam came, he was someone that everybody in the house knew I was, like, attracted to. And I vocalized that to her as well. And her being one of my girlfriends in the house. And then, you know, she had that conversation with Angela where she said, like, oh, well, I don't care. Like, I'm going to go for it anyway. And so I just felt like it was so disrespectful that she would say that or act that way when she literally was in the process of working on something with someone that I could have been into, but I backed off for her sake. And they were in the process of working on their relationship. And then as soon as the next guy comes in that I think is cute, she's like, well, I don't care. I think he's cute too, so I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. So, and that night, we were all drinking. We were all drunk. And I like, tried to handle situations the best way that I could. And that night, I was so annoyed with her that I was like, if she keeps, like, harassing me to talk, I'm going to go off on her. So I kept telling her, and Angela's my witness.
Yeah, I was there the entire night.
I was like, let's talk tomorrow, please, because it's not that big of a deal. He just got here. We don't have to fight over this guy. Like, and she would not leave me alone. And she's like, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk. And so then I just blew up. I was like, girl, you need to shut the fuck up.
I mean, I guess at least
she was wasted. She couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
So I was telling her, like, girl, like, go to bed. And I wanted to make sure my best friend was good, too. So, like, Vic told her probably, like, 6 or 7 times, like, we'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. And she kept on pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And kind of like, oh, why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Like, bitch, because you're wasted.
She kept saying, like, you won't look me in the eye. And I'm like, no, you're just annoying the shit out of me. Like, I just am trying to talk. I was still trying to literally talk to Cameron just to even get to know if I would be interested in him. As far as I was concerned, it was just surface level. I thought he was cute. I couldn't even have a conversation with him because she kept pulling me over every 2 seconds to talk about it. And I was like, there's nothing to talk about right now. Like, let's wait for tomorrow. But
It sounds like it's more the principle of the situation versus
Like 100%. Like, it's unfortunate how the editing goes, and I get it. Like, I signed myself up for this, so I know. But, like, she and I were literally friends, and we were cool, and that's why I felt, like, disrespected, because I was like, how are you going to say, like, oh, well, I don't care, when, like, to my face, when I ask you, she said, no, I never said that. So that's what I was more upset about, not about him, because I didn't even know him. I didn't even know his last name. Like,
right. I mean, I kind of had respect for her, though, that she kind of told you, though, because a lot of girls, I feel like, on, like, you know, Are You the One, and, like, certain seasons, like, they're sneaky about that. So I think the fact that she was like, hey, you know, I think he's cute, too, like, you know, I'm gonna see what's up. You know, I kind of have respect for her on that end.
Well, right. Like, in that case, yes, 100%. But she, like, told me to my face that she wasn't gonna go for it. Like, I asked her, like, oh, well, did you tell Angela that you weren't? She said no. So that was it. It wasn't that she, like, said that she thought he was cute. Like, yeah, she 100% did, but then she told me she wasn't gonna go for it. But then she told Angela, like, that she was. So that was the thing. Like, that was really what I cared about. It wasn't the matter of if she was going to. It was a matter of, like, that she was just being disrespectful toward me about it. I felt.
Oh, okay. So I just want to know if editing took place when Cameron came out the water, because the way you looked at him,
because he was literally at, like, a waterfall with, like, grass, and then he's on the then he's, like, on the beach. I was like, what the hell?
But just the way you looked at him, like he was, like, a.
I thought you meant how crazy, because we were like where they just took him out of 3 different oceans. The face. I don't know. I mean, I make all kinds of faces. So I could have made that face at any point in time. When he came out of the water, Romeo asked him a bunch of questions, and he was really funny. So I was, like, laughing a lot, and, like, they didn't show any of that. So they could have used my face at any point. But I definitely, when I saw him, I was like, oh, well, he's cute. Like, I'm not complaining. I'm very vocal about my feelings.
Word. Yeah, we see that the vocal ability was there this episode heavily by Vic. I do want to switch over to Angela because you also were very prominent in this episode, and I really want to talk about that Get Back kiss.
Yes, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Right.
With I was building, okay.
Yeah. This is, I just want you to paint the scenario because the way it looked to us is that, you know, you had that fight with Tarai.
You were right the first time. Oh gosh.
So you had the little situation with him, and then Derek was in there, you know, having a confessional, super drunk, clearly. And you kind of walked in there, and then you kind of did what you did. So is that exactly what happened? Is there something we're missing? Please explain.
No, that's exactly what happened. I talked to Tarai and I said, look, I'm going to do this. And that's exactly what I did. I marched over to Derek and hooked up with him. There were no surprises there. So the fact that he wants to play like, oh, I got played out on national TV, that's a bunch of BS to me because I literally told him what I was going to do and I did it. So
you told him you were going to hook up with Derek.
She said it when they were sitting down. She's totally right. She didn't say it when they were sitting down. Well, I'm going to go hook up with Derek next. Oh.
I thought it was joking. But
I mean, she could have been, but then.
She's like, watch me move. And that's exactly what I did. So there were no surprises there. Unlike his situation with Faith, where I was completely thrown off guard. I had no idea. Like, I knew about the body shots, obviously, from that elimination. But sitting watching the episodes now, I had no idea he was talking about me behind my back and all that stuff. So, like, I was very open and honest with him throughout the whole process, and he wasn't the same way with me. So, and that's not a man in my eyes. He wants to go and run his mouth about me to this person, that person, that he can't handle this and he can't handle that about me. But he never said that to my face. So it's been a real big surprise to me over here.
So you getting back at Derek, like, getting with Derek was obviously to get back at him, but you felt justified because of what he did.
Absolutely. Plus, I love kissing Derek, okay? He's an amazing kisser. I would do it again if he was sitting in front of me right now. He's a really, really good kisser, and I have fun with him, so why not?
That's the real tea. That's the tea.
Okay. Moving right along.
Wait, just real quick. On the show, Angela, you were talking about how you regret kissing Derek. So is this change of heart coming from everything that's been unfolding on Twitter, or...?
Yeah, I mean, in the house, like, I really had feelings for Tarai, and even after everything that happened, like, I still wanted to be with him, but I didn't know the extent of it. Like, watching the episodes now, I'm watching him talk shit about me behind my back. I had no idea that happened. I knew about the body shots. I've known about that for months. I've been trying to, like, deal with that and, you know, the mess that all that brings, but he was running around saying like nasty things about me, and I had no idea. So yeah, now looking back, I don't regret the kiss. I would have gone further with Derek. Okay, we have some amazing sex. So I would have gone even further. But yeah, now I don't regret it. At that moment in the house when he went down to the Shack of Secrets with Jasmine, I regretted it, but today I don't.
Okay. I want to go back to the beginning of the episode, because at the beginning of the episode, there was a double elimination. We see Chelsko and Alicia go home. And you, especially Angela, were not a fan of Alicia. You made that clear to the house. Matter of fact, the way it was told to us when we talked to Tarai last week is that you kind of started talking about Alicia before she was even there. And so when she got there, it made kind of the way it seemed, it made the house hostile against her. And then it was almost like she got bullied. And then it seemed like the elimination was a result of, you know, kind of what you did to the mastermind because you didn't want her there. Is that true?
No. Everybody knew about my feelings towards Alicia from the beginning because we knew that she was going to come. As soon as the exes started coming out of the water, Corey was like, Alicia's gonna come. And I had fought her. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knew my feelings towards her. And if I was gonna have their back in an elimination, they should have mine too. Were we bullying her? Absolutely not. You hear in the last episode, Jasmine say, oh, let's let them go talk so we can get rid of her just like we got rid of Andre. That wasn't me. That was Jasmine saying it. It's not my fault that everyone wanted to be up my ass when it came to that vote. That's on them. I've never bullied anybody. I never said, you can't be my friend if you don't vote her out. It wasn't like that at all. But if you tell me you're going to vote a certain way and you don't, I'm going to have a problem with it. Not because you didn't vote my way, but because you lied about it. And that's where these people got caught up.
So, okay. I just want to get, because we see a lot of, like, the way you were talking to Taylor, for instance, and you kept saying, get your man, girl, get your man, type thing.
No, okay, so let me go back to that, because I was telling her to get her man because she was like crying to me, like, oh my God, Alicia's outside talking to Corey. She's talking, what do I do? I'm like, go get him then. Like, don't tell me how you feel. Go tell him how
they
you
made
feel.
It look a lot like Angela was like egging Taylor on for mm-hmm. a fight. No, but it was a lot of Taylor being like, can someone like stop that? And so Angela was saying, like, you stop that, like, that's your man, like, it's no one else's place. That's kind of what she was saying. I know the way it looked, but like, I was there. And like, she was basically telling Taylor, first of all, they replayed her voice saying it 10 times more than she actually said it. She might have said it like 3 times.
Okay.
But like, it was more of her saying, that's your man. Like, you handle that. You get that.
I can't handle it for you. You have to handle it yourself.
I know the way that it came across was like way different than her intentions. It looks like it was to start a fight.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the image they already had planned for Angela. Mm-hmm. But like, it wasn't like that.
So were you surprised about the elimination, how it went with Chelsea and Alicia both going home?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Everyone's votes were so up in the air that night. And I also want to explain something. Like, the reason why people were, like, coming at Chris the way they were, and you could see it in tonight's episode because he called Haley Chelsea and Chelsea 7 times, is because all Chris talked about was how much he loved Chelsea and didn't want to hurt her and didn't want her to go home. So that's why, like, when the whole thing went on, it was like, dude, you just played everybody. Like, all he talked about was that he didn't want her to go home and that he loved her and their past and history, like, this and that. So when it turned around that way, like, we were already shocked to see he even was trying to get her out because we were, like, completely blindsided.
He was telling us that he was in love with her.
Yeah.
The day before.
Yeah.
And so then, now this elimination comes up and he's, like, crying to get her out. I'm like, where is this even coming from? When my feelings about having Alicia out of the house have been there since day one.
Right.
So that's why I was upset.
And basically, because of that, none of us knew where anyone's votes were going at that point. Who was crushing who and doing what. So when we saw it was a tie between us, we were shook to begin with. And then when we saw that the power was given to the exes, we were like, well, like, who are they going to vote? Because they were never expecting that. And they don't want to, like, cross anybody the wrong way because then they could be sent home next. So it kind of benefited everybody when Skylar pulled, like, a power play and sent home 2 people. Like, she literally had the power of the entire house, like, in her hands.
Mm-hmm. Angela, a lot of people, a lot of the fans are asking, you know, what was the energy towards Faith, you know, when this all happened with Tori and, like, you didn't, you know, really give a fuck about Faith, but it was all about Tori.
Yeah. Let me explain this, because a lot of people, yeah, they're saying, oh, why did you have that energy with Alicia and not with Faith? Faith didn't owe me anything. We're all in the house to meet people and get to know people. She did not owe me anything. Tari did. That's why I attacked him. She didn't owe me shit. We were not best friends in the house. We barely talked. I mean, before they went on the date, she sat me down and she was like, look, you know, it's just me, Angela. You have nothing to worry about. So that's why I was a little bit salty. But as far as me having energy and trying to fight her, in that moment when I found out about the body shots, I was so in shock. Like, I'm allowed to feel other emotions other than anger. Mm-hmm. Like, in that moment, I was in shock. My heart was broken.
You were crying.
The last thing I was going to do was yell at her. Like, my focus was, like, getting Tari's ass, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But bottom line is, she didn't owe me anything, and that's why I didn't attack her. It has nothing to do with having energy, this and that. I had an energy with Alicia because I had fought her in a hotel, and I still had beef with her. Me and Faith didn't have beef like that.
Gotcha. Wait, so didn't Alicia say it didn't happen?
Alicia did say it didn't happen when she was on AfterBuzz a few weeks ago.
She said it did not happen?
She said it didn't happen on air with us. It happened.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was actually in front of, like, a producer, which is probably how I even got this show, because it was such a big deal in the hotel. Like, it was in front of Derek, Corey.
No, when Derek was here, he did confirm that there was an altercation that did happen. So he did confirm that it did, in fact, happen because we asked him. Yeah,
we asked him. Video of this? Yeah. Like, I still want to see. I've been here about this since November.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't. Alicia didn't. Sorry, we'll scratch that. Alicia did not say anything on air regarding it happening.
Right.
We did have a source that said that
there was never a fight.
It was never a fight. And so.
And that you just wanted to be on the show. You needed a.
That's when Derek came in and told us.
Yeah, it wasn't Alicia. Yeah. But Derek did confirm when we presented that in our news and gossip segment, he did confirm that there was a fight. So you know, it's all good. It's all good.
I mean, it's not something that I'm
proud
of.
There's always going to be, right. He said, she yeah. said.
It's sure, not something that I'm sure. proud of. Like, oh, yes, I got into a fight. But it happened. And that's right. where that beef comes from. We right. fist fought. Right. So that's just what it is.
Right. Go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, I want to get to and talk to the panel about kind of this Shack of Secrets. I said it right this time.
Yeah.
I should get applause because I always mess
we
it up.
We called it a bunch of different names too.
Did you? Okay. And we see in this particular episode in the Shack of Secrets that Derek and Angela are going in. Sorry. Yeah, Torai and Jasmine. Yeah. Sorry.
They was in it.
Technically. But Torai and Jasmine go in, and at first I thought
I knew what was going to happen already. Right.
And I love how they kind of put this puzzle together,
it's
and it's just like, what is this
picture of Angela and Derek? It was
right.
so nice.
Can I request that puzzle so I could?
I want that as a souvenir.
That's hilarious. But I can see kind of where they're gravitating, because initially it seemed like it was going to be kind of someone and their ex
right.
mm-hmm. going in, yep. as we saw yep. with yeah. Angela and Derek.
Now it doesn't matter.
But now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now. And now they're showing them stuff that's happening actually at the house. Right. How do you guys feel about that?
First of all, go ahead. First of all, Angela, can you recall what I said? Somebody was going to hook up with an ex.
Oh, I did. That's the first thing that came into my mind when I was watching the episode tonight. I'm like, oh my God, Melody is gonna be like, I told
yeah.
you so, bitch.
I'm always
I did it. You know.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
She said that was
Thank
me.
You.
But yeah, how do you guys feel about how they're doing the Shack of Secrets
situation?
This is
kind of dope that there's a twist. Imagine the producers in the house have to listen, right. have to watch constantly
right.
to see what's happening, because they have to pull from all
I
of
mean,
this.
I mean, because normally people don't find out about that until it airs.
Exactly.
You know? So the fact that it
gets worse. It gets way worse.
It's so crazy because, yeah, like Sensei said, usually when you find out about secrets or whatnot, you watch a show. When somebody's in a confessional, they're saying something you never knew they say it.
Right.
But this time, they just bring it out into the open like this. So it's like no one is safe at the house, literally.
No. It's not safe.
No.
That's insane.
No.
And it was like super random.
You could literally,
that
house was, you can't say anything that could potentially be like thrown in your face, because if you say one thing, next day you went to the Shack of Secrets and it was literally up
there
footage of you.
Yeah.
Like
there was no hiding anything.
That's amazing.
Like if there was anything that you were didn't want to get out or it thrown in your face, you literally had to keep your damn mouth shut.
It's like Big Brother.
Yes. So that with that philosophy and seeing how they kind of play things out, does that cause you, because it seems like you guys are obviously drinking all the time, mm-hmm. and so things happen when you drink a lot. And so does that cause you to be like, I'm not going to do this, or prohibit you from doing certain things that maybe if you didn't think it would get aired out, you would do, or no?
It didn't stop me.
No, I mean, like, in some ways, so I mean, you guys saw the first episode. I was wasted, like, I was sitting on the couch with Chase with my eyes not even open. And I was being so obnoxious. And, like, I knew the next day right away. I was like, wow. And so because of that, I never drank like that again in the house. Because I was like, I'm so annoying when I'm drunk. You literally saw in the clip tonight with Cameron, like, I was chewing his fucking ear off the second he walked into the house. Like, I'm just so unchill that like I purposely would like stop. I would drink to a point where I'm like feeling good, but then I would stop because it can turn out really bad. Like
really bad. Really
yeah.
bad. And you said, Angela, you said that you...
What was
that,
Alicia?
No, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Okay, Chris.
Call me Chris. No, my bad. Because we were just talking about her. Sorry, Angela. Hey. You said that it did not prohibit you from doing anything. You did whatever you wanted to do.
I did whatever I wanted to do. Yeah. It didn't scare me. Because when it came down to like the kiss with Derek... You didn't see this, but I had already told Tarai before he went to the Shack of Secrets. I knew what the Shack of Secrets was going to be since it was him and Jasmine. I was like, duh, it has to do with me and Derek kissing. They're going to show them something about me and Derek kissing. So I had already told him.
Oh, you knew.
So this didn't scare me at all, like, because I was very upfront and honest, and I wish he was the same way.
Angela's a savage. Does not care.
Angela, well, since you're being savage... we're having a couple of fans asking about Stacy And you, Stacy from season 3.
I'm not even sure what it's about, but it's in the chat.
We're not really sure what it's about, but people keep on asking, like, your connection with, like, Stacy and, like...
Bad Girls Club? Who's that?
They said Stacey. Season 3 of Are You the One.
Oh, okay. So, Stacy.
The hair flip.
Okay. I was in New York with Derek, and... he was flirting with her in front of me, like blatantly flirting with her. And then I called him out on it like a few days later. I was like, look, this bothers me, yada, yada, yada. I found out in the shock of secrets that he actually fucked her a week or two later. So that's what I found out in the first shock of secrets.
Oh, that was a text that you were reading.
Yes. That's the text I was reading. The text was to her. Yes. Oh. So there's that.
That's news to me too.
It's news to everybody. My mom doesn't even know about this. So.
Well, she gonna find out today.
Yo, that's shout out crazy. To the fans
these
in the chat.
These fans be like knowing stuff. Like I don't know where they get this stuff, but they find out.
Honey, they be knowing your life.
Have the time. Let me tell you, they have the time.
So before we let you go, I just want to ask, I mean, obviously there's a lot more of the season that's going to unfold. Like you said, it's going to get crazier. And I'm here for it. I got my popcorn ready and I know it's going to go down. I want to ask, like, up to this point, do you regret anything that has been shown up to this point on the show?
Nope.
No.
I knew Angela was going to be like, no.
See, I love it, though, because the fans are always saying, oh, Angela's so mean, Angela's this, Angela. But she brings the drama. She's entertaining as hell. Mm-hmm. So
that's why people are watching. Like you're complaining that I'm
they're
extra
still
and over-dramatic, but that's why you
they're
watch reality
tweeting.
TV, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're still keeping their eye out.
One thing I will say about Angela is that when we did have her on the show, that she was, when the fans commented on the YouTube afterwards, they were so excited to see her back on television. Mm-hmm. Like, they were super.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. Yeah.
And I did tell Angela also that up to this point that her episode has been, you know, the most viewed. That we've had with her.
They love you, girl.
Yeah, so, and her and Taylor fans. Over there. So I will say that you do bring the drama, and I do like the fact that you do keep it real.
Yes.
It does get really messy, and, you know, the fact that you did that to Tori, I mean, people can have their opinions as far as how they feel. You said, you know, and I didn't get that part, but I'm glad you brought it to light, because you said, I'm going to do this. You told him you were going to do it. So you shouldn't be surprised, homie. And so that's what it is. But, you know, it is what it is. And it's going to get better and crazier. Right?
It's going to get so much crazier.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited for it. Do we have any more questions for our guests?
Really quick, Angela. I saw you and Rogan talking on Twitter. And I ship it. I just want to put that out there.
Everything. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. You already know. That's our job.
Cute. So, yes.
He's so cute.
No. And he's British, y'all. I'll discuss this.
Oh, my gosh. That's what he's like, I think. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have it on our news and gossip. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Angela and Victoria, thank you so much for joining with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. I wish you were here live in the studio, but I understand, you know, you're on the East Coast, but thank you for staying up with us and, spilling that tea as we always can expect from you.
Yeah.
So, any parting words before you leave us?
Yes. You got the time? Because I got too much. No, everything is all in good fun. Like, you know, we know what we're doing, so.
Seriously, I wish the best for all of my castmates, except for Tarai, because there's nothing good in life. Oh, I'm not going to work.
Dang, the tea.
Love it.
The shade. It got super cold in this studio. Buddy, again, thank you so much. Give it up for Angela and Victoria. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And,
bye.
All right.
Yeah, like half this episode, I'm like in my phone looking at this chat because the chat's wild.
Yeah.
Just everything they're saying. Somebody pointed this out. Zias B. Lou said, I thought some AKAs and Deltas were messy, but this is a new type of messy. Like sororities beefing, but this is just a whole other level type of situation with everything that's going on. But for real, all you fans out there, all you people watching who just know these things, it's amazing to me like how deep you guys can get into like Private Eyes. I think I said that before.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know that we might have some other stuff that other people might not have seen in our little melody over here.
Yeah, I think
always got the tea.
Anthony, I think it's time for time for news and gossip, yeah, please, Let's do it. Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
All right, guys. This week I did some digging. I don't really have to dig because it's just in my face. Like, read me, Melody. So that's what I'm gonna do. So our girl Angela has got her eyes on a new guy named Rogan O'Connor. And if you don't know Rogan O'Connor, he is from X on the Beach, UK.
Okay.
I believe he's on a show, one of the shows where they brought British people to MTV here.
Oh,
but I'm not sure.
Is he the challenge?
Probably. I don't know. The fans will know.
Okay.
I don't know. But look up Rogan O'Connor. He's pretty hot. But he has a sex tape, so I don't really like that.
Oh.
Ew. Yeah. Okay. But they've been tweeting each other, and I thought that was cute. They look good together, is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
In other news, Corey's baby mama.
Oh, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Shay. Shout out to Shay.
She went and put out, "We are not taking stepmom applications."
I saw that. That was hilarious.
And I just thought that was beautiful. I feel you, girl.
I love that.
And then we also have more Angela.
Yeah.
Because what else would it be? She went ahead and spilled some tea for y'all today on Twitter and said, "Me and Derek made out in every room of the house that night. So put that in your pipe and smoke it." But then we got an interesting comment from a fan saying, "Did you and Bananas do the same thing in South Africa?" I don't know what that's about.
What?
But that's all for this week's news and gossip.
Whoa.
Tune in every week because we're going to get to the bottom.
We're
going
to have to like dig for that one.
Yes, we are. I don't think we'll have to dig that up.
Yeah, I think that's gonna come up. I mean, we got a lot of people in the live chat.
Yeah.
They, I'm sure, can speak on that. Yeah, that being said, let's just go right into predictions. Let's do it.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so, Nina,
what
are you predicting for going into next episode?
So the way Torai reacted after he got out of the Shack of Secrets. I'm trying to get it right. He wasn't like instantly mad. He was pissed, right? Mm-hmm. But he was way calm. And I think he really is feeling Angela. So I think that's still going to keep on going back and forth.
Yeah.
Even though that happened and that popped off, he's going to watch out for Derek, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that relationship's going to still continue throughout the time of the show. As of right now, obviously from our interview, I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the show, I think they're going to still come together. What's interesting is we saw, and I think some people mentioned this, on the previews, that there's going to be a switch and power is going to be moved,
mm-hmm.
meaning the exes are going to get the power to let one of the singles possibly
crazy.
Go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be public knowledge, but it was just, you know, brought to my attention once again on the preview. So that's going to be interesting because now they're going to have to be nicer to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different asses to kiss.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Ooh. That's going to be interesting. What you got, Melody?
He pretty much covered it all. I think Derek being Derek, thank you, Derek, for being you. Mm. He's going to, mess around with Angela, even though he was like, "I think she's just trying to get back at Tarai." Mm. He doesn't care. He's a guy. No offense to the guys. But
oh, dang.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
So I think have, you know.
I'm just sitting right here.
Not these guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Clean it up.
Clarification.
Sensei, what you think?
I don't know. Just can't wait for more drama and tea.
There's a lot.
I predict that Angela will be a part of all drama of every episode. Like, I feel like even if it doesn't concern her, she's going to somehow be in it because she's that one, you know?
And it's funny because people are saying in the chat that they don't like her attitude and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just so open about the situation.
You
and sometimes
what?
I'm just like, it's not like she's hiding.
I mean,
things.
She came from Bad Girls
Club. Yeah.
Bad Girls Club. Like,
right.
If y'all seen Bad Girls Club,
that'll tell you something.
Club,
right.
Like,
she'll be real. She'll
just.
It's funny because when she came
Makes
here,
sense.
She was sweet and talking to us. And then we see her on the show and she's just.
That's crazy.
All the time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is she a Gemini?
They be turning up.
What if she's
a
Gemini?
They also know how to keep it sweet.
I want to say that I'm really excited about that switch happening.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it happens next episode. I think that I think the whole Derek and Angela situation is not done. I think that they're probably still hook up again, especially if if she completely cuts Torai off, because it's going to be interesting to see if Torai ever gets back over there, if he wants to at this point. We know that his ex is going to be coming soon, so there's going to be drama with that. And I'm interested, and I can't remember who it was that said on the show, they're like, oh, I can't wait for Torai's ex, because of course Angela's going to go off. So that is going to be, that's going to be interesting. Derek and Jasmine.
What do you think is going to happen there? Or is something going to happen?
I don't think anything.
She saved that crush for him.
She did. But I think that was more or less just being nice. I don't think she just didn't deserve that he needed to go home. I don't think it was necessarily because she, you know, really liked him like that.
It was like a bone.
I mean, you know, could see because her ex is also on the way too. Because remember that flag went up last episode. So we'll see how it goes. But I do want to see other people's exes coming and kind of see them go through the drama. Because we have some like Jasmine, Torai, that they don't have an ex yet. You know, we've seen multiple exes from other people. So I really want to see that. Take place.
I'm interested to see who Torai's ex is.
Well, if they follow the UK one, they don't always bring exes in for certain people, so we might not even see an ex. If they do it like that,
Interesting. Okay. I feel like though everybody might get an ex though. Here.
I feel like it's like Christmas.
Ooh, an ex.
So I think that's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We want to give a shout out to our guests for joining us, Angela and Victoria. Appreciate you for being on the show via Skype. Also want to thank everyone that is watching and was on the live chat. We shout was all up on that. We appreciate it. Do we have any shout outs? Anybody want to shout out real quick on the live chat? You know, give them some love. I mean, there's so many.
There's so many.
I'm just going to read people's name off. Kiera Highsmith, Zaisby Lou, Celine Romero Gomez, Raining Rose. Who else is on here? Okay Then.
Maurice Charles. He kept it. You know, Okay Then was coming through with some comments.
Yeah, we appreciate all of that. We make sure you continue to do that every single show. When you're in the live chat and we have our guests here, which we try to have every single show, we always want to defer to you for questions. So make sure you keep doing that.
And Z9IZE, you know. Thank you. We do always keep it real.
I saw that.
Keeping it real. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint, The Poet Saint. And you can also check out my website, see what I'm doing, stayonthemic.com. Miss Sensei with the single out. What you got?
Yes. Make sure you guys follow me everywhere at Sensei Don't Play. See everything through there. It's all connected.
Melody.
And you guys, if you see anything messy online, send it my way at Melody_Rose.
Yay!
Nino. And y'all, shout out. It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Check out my website, thefifthelementmag.com. We got some great stories on there for fashion, lifestyle, and hip-hop.
I think we're going to have to dub Miss Melody Messy Melody.
I think that's Melody.
I think that's what it is.
I like
Messy Melody. I love it.
Flip it.
You know what it is. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.